What I would call biblical creation is God created all things in six literal days by the power of His Word and Holy Spirit.
Dr. David Menton, speaking at this year's Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference.
Those would be ordinary days, not some figurative concept of a day. Each characterized as having a sunrise and sunset. Normally, we don't go to those great lengths when we talk about days. People understand what we mean, particularly when we say first day, second day, third day. But God knew people would not want to believe this. And so He really beat a dead horse, I think, when He added, and oh, by the way, these days had mornings and evenings. If you want to get away from a day after that, you really have to do violence to Scripture.
You can listen to Dr. Menton's presentation, Making the Case for Creation, on an audio DVD from the 2015 Making the Case Conference. We'll send it to you for a donation of $300 before Labor Day. For more information, look for the DVD logo at issuesetc.org.
I'm happy that my faith influences my political positions because my faith teaches me to care for the needy. My faith teaches me to respect and love even my enemies. My faith teaches me to forgive those who slight me.
Pictures change how people feel about abortion. Facts and arguments change how they think, and both are vital for changing behavior.
The Democratic Party watching out for the corporate interests of the abortion industry. We don't protect any other corporation as a party, so this should be no different.
Where do we find Jesus and how do we get in touch with Him? And the contention of the Scriptures is that Jesus comes to us by means of that word which is preached and the sacraments which we receive.
New dads like listening to Issues Etc.
Scripture says, always be ready to give an answer, a defense for the hope that is in you. That's an apostolic mandate for every Christian, but especially for those who are preachers and pastors in the church. So if you're a pastor, you've got to be ready to give an answer. That means prepared to give an answer. Think it through before the question gets asked. And if you're a famous pastor slash motivational speaker, best-selling author, television star, superstar, friend of Oprah Winfrey kind of pastor like, say, T.D. Jakes, you really better be ready to give an answer when they ask you the hard questions. Well, T.D. Jakes was asked a hard question about homosexuality. We'll see what his answer was like a little bit later here as we do This Week in Pop American Christianity with Pastor Chris Roseborough. Welcome back to Issues Etc. We are coming to you live from the studios of Lutheran Public Radio in Collinsville, Illinois. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. It's This Week in Pop American Christianity. In addition to T.D. Jakes, we'll also talk about Jim Baker, a blast from the past, coming back, and he's scaring people about the end times. We'll hear some of that and get Chris's response. A little bit later, we'll play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. That's a game we play with our listeners. Four sound bites that we play for you. They're short and sweet. You listen, and then you give us a call, 1-877-623-6943. You send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or a tweet at issuesetc, or you go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, and you vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We'll also give away the LPR bundle package to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week in about a half hour here in Hour 2 of Issues Etc. Chris Roseborough is a regular guest. He joins us every week for This Week in Pop American Christianity. He's pastor of Consfinger Lutheran Church in Oslo, Minnesota, and host of the internet talk show every day called Fighting for the Faith. Chris, welcome back.
Thanks for having me back, Todd.
Before we get into T.D. Jakes and Jim Baker, last week we talked with you about Hillsong Church, Brian Houston, and then I can't remember the New York pastor who's also a Hillsong pastor there. We had some audio from them on the issue of homosexuality, and sometime around our interview with you, Charisma Magazine published something saying, look, all this stuff about Hillsong having a gay couple leading music is all an internet rumor. Nobody knew about it, and so everyone should just be quiet about it. What's your response to that?
That's actually definitively been proven to be false. There definitely was a gay couple. In fact, they still attend Hillsong. And one of the members of the couple was a volunteered choir director for Hillsong. In fact, Brian Houston's public statement affirmed and confirms that that was going on. And they have since kind of had to batten down the hatches, if you would, and kind of reiterate that same-sex or homosexuals are welcome to attend Hillsong, but they cannot be in leadership there. And so Brian Houston's public statements affirms that at one time, one of the members of that gay couple was actually leading the choir. as a volunteer director. Now, he still sings in the choir, but he can't be in a position of leadership. And Josh Canfield, who is the person who was leading the choir, he actually put out a statement on social media basically bemoaning the fact that that this was a setback, he thinks, for Hillsong, that somehow that, because of these conservative discernment bloggers and these end-of-the-world types of people, the way he describes them, that as a result of that, Hillsong has had to take a more conservative approach. But he assured people that he and his partner would be staying at Hillsong in order to have a positive impact, at least the way he sees it, in moving them towards a more progressive view of homosexuality.
And the real problem here was not so much that as it was, and those are the facts, but Brian Houston's just totally wishy-washy, non-responsive response to the entire incident, isn't it?
Yeah, and see, that's the thing that's fascinating, is that, and this is something I've actually, I posted an open letter to the leaders of Hillsong on my Fighting for the Faith website today, and contacted Carl Lentz to make sure that he had an opportunity to respond to it, or at least look at it, and reminded them what their Hillsong's statement of beliefs says. And this is kind of where the real rub is. And let me read to you. This is directly off of the Hillsong website from their statement of beliefs. They say, "We believe that in order to receive forgiveness and the new birth, we must repent of our sins, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and submit to his will for our lives." So in Hillsong's way of looking at things, a person can receive forgiveness of their sins and the new birth through repentance and belief in Christ, and that this repentance is then supposedly demonstrated through a person's submission to God's revealed will for their lives, for instance, abandoning their sin and bearing fruit in keeping with their repentance. And, conversely, then you can argue that they're saying if salvation is repentance and belief in Jesus for the forgiveness of your sins, conversely, their statement actually, by definition, makes it so that an impenitent sinner, regardless of their sins, in their way of thinking, does not receive forgiveness and the new birth. And so one of the sure signs that somebody's impenitent has to do with them being living in an openly sinful lifestyle that is marked by rebellion to what God's revealed will for our lives is, which is found in Scripture. So, the issue here is that homosexuality, just like all other sins, we could talk about, adultery, we could talk about theft, we could talk about murder, we can talk about all types of different sins, that homosexual, passions and homosexual acts, those are all covered by the blood of Christ. Christ has died for the sins of the whole world. And so there is hope even for somebody who has committed those sins or is tempted by those types of sins. And the hope is in the forgiveness of sins by what Christ has accomplished on the cross. So the message that we're to proclaim to the world is repentance and the forgiveness of sins. And Hillsong's own statement of beliefs makes it clear that nobody is a Christian without repentance and without forgiveness. And so I reminded them that their own doctrinal statement makes it clear that this is the case. Therefore, it doesn't make any sense for them to be vague and ambiguous and making statements publicly that kind of make it look like, well, this is an open question. Our thoughts are what we're thinking on this is evolving, or anything like that. That's completely out of line according to Hillsong's own statement of beliefs.
Now, speaking of vagaries and ambiguity, T.D. Jakes, we talked with you about his errors regarding the nature of God, the Trinity. But today we want to talk about a recent statement he made, if you can even call it a statement, on homosexuality. What's ahead here for us, Chris?
Right. T.D. Jakes recently did an interview. He's on a book tour. He's promoting his latest book called Destiny. And one of the stops was with the Huffington Post. And during the interview where they were talking about his books, one of the people who were tuned in online to watch the interview being recorded live posed a question to T.D. Jakes about whether or not the LGBT community can coexist peacefully with the black church. And T.D. Jakes's answer is, bizarre to say the least.
A question coming in from Black 185 in our digital community said, do you think, I'm assuming, LGBT community and the black church can coexist?
Absolutely.
Let me push that question, because that's sort of an obvious yes. Church ain't turning nobody away. how should the black church and LGBT community exist?
I think it's going to be diverse from church to church. Every church has a different opinion on the issue, and every gay person is different. And I think that to speak the church, the black church or white church or any kind of church you want to call it, are all the same is totally not true. And all gay people are not the same. The types of relationships that are afforded are based on the types of people in each individual case.
Yeah.
And LGBTs of all types and sorts have to find a household of worship that reflects what your views are and what you believe like anybody else. And the church should have the right to have its own convictions and values. If you don't like those convictions and values, you totally disagree with it, don't try to change my house. Move into your own and establish that sort of thing and find somebody who gets what you get about faith. And trust me, I've talked to enough LGBT. They are not all the same.
Oh, for sure. Any more than all Christians.
No, no.
But how do we, first of all, has your thinking evolved on this?
Evolved and evolving. Mm-hmm. Evolved and evolving.
All right. What did he say and what didn't he say?
Well, okay, let's kind of unpack this way, is that there's this wonderful word in the Nicene Creed, which I unfortunately in our Lutheran service book gets wrongly translated. The word we're looking for is Catholic. And so when we confess the Nicene Creed, we should be saying, we believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We really badly need that word back. And the reason why we need the word Catholic back is because the word Catholic means universal. And here's the idea, is that the church is Catholic, and it's universal. There's one church, and the church has one doctrine, one faith, you know, that we're to be proclaiming. Or as Paul says, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. Or as Jude says, you know, the faith once for all delivered to the saints. So the idea here is that if you are a Christian, then you understand that there are not multiple Christianities, there is Christianity. There are not multiple sound doctrines, there is sound doctrine. And we have not multiple gospels to proclaim, but one gospel to proclaim. And so T.D. Jakes' answer is the opposite of Catholic. It's just basically, listen, there's all kinds of different churches out there, and no one's required to believe that. There's all kinds of opinions, so just go find a church that believes what you want to believe, which is like the worst advice anybody could give anybody, because we're not talking about temporal things, we're talking about eternal things, and what you believe, teach, and confess has a bearing on eternity, whether you spend eternity in the new earth with Christ after the day of the resurrection, or if you spend eternity in the lake of fire. So basically, T.D. Jakes, it really looked like he was doing everything he could to avoid giving a straight answer, and the answer he gave comes up with something that basically along the lines in some kind of postmodern pluralism, like there's many roads that lead to the top of Mount Fuji. No, there isn't. There's a broad road that leads to destruction, and there's a narrow path that leads to eternal life, and T.D. Jakes' answer puts people on and keeps them on the broad road that leads to destruction.
Real quick, before we turn to the subject of the return of Jim Baker and his new television manifestation on T.D. Jakes here, he used the term evolved and evolving. That is a term that is, I probably was best coined by President Obama on the issue of same-sex marriage. His position has evolved. When we hear pastors, religious leaders, theologians, vision-casting leaders use that term when it comes to any teaching of Scripture, what should we hear them saying?
Listen, if somebody's thinking has evolved, then the question is, well, evolved in what direction? Okay, has it evolved towards a more sound understanding of Scripture and the historic Christian faith, or is it evolving away from historic Christian orthodoxy? I mean, so when we talk about evolving thought, one has to recognize is that there's, in a sense, there could be good evolution, which would be repenting of erroneous ideas and embracing of true ideas. In my own lifetime, you know, I used to be a Nazarene, and I was very pietistic in my understanding of Scripture. And after I understood the proper biblical distinction between law and gospel, my thinking on salvation evolved from synergism to monergism, from, you know, me having to save myself through my works to now believing that Christ has done it all for me. So you can say my thinking has evolved. So when we talk about this kind of thinking, we got to understand there's a good way and a bad way that these things can play out. But in T.D. Jakes's statement, his statement regarding evolution makes it sound like he's evolving away from a sound understanding and proclamation of what Scripture says regarding homosexual sins, and is evolving towards something that's vague and ambiguous and similar to what we would get from an emergent liberal or something like that.
Chris, I was not aware that Jim Baker of PTL fame is back on television. Tell us about it, and what's his new shtick?
Well, Jim Baker of PTL fame, he spent some time in prison, and after getting out of prison, has, in a sense, reinvented himself and now has a popular and growing in popularity television program called The Jim Baker Show. He's also remarried, and he's stationed in Missouri, in Branson, Missouri, in a place called he calls Grace Street. And the show itself is literally kind of a potpourri of all of the latest eschatological musings and speculations, along with, for the better way of putting it, he's come up with his own way of kind of doing the home shopping network, but everything is geared towards end-of-the-world prepper supplies. And so there's a particular template that he has really mastered and is making a lot of money on. In fact, I call it eschatological fear-mongering for fun and profit. I mean, that's the best way I can describe his program. And so the first soundbite we're going to be listening to and the second are going to be examples of how he kind of sets up this and creates this fear and tension in people, and then we'll listen in the third soundbite to how he kind of then uses that fear and tension to move product.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Gray Street.
Hi there.
Great to have you here.
It is.
And I have a present for our audience today.
Me
and
too.
We have so much happening, Lori.
So much is happening in
the world. We are in the last days.
Yes, we are.
The Fox News, were you watching on Fox News the other day?
Yes.
And they had another report about just really recent about the EMP.
Yes, and I really want to have you guys just watch this and really take it to heart and see really what are the effects of an EMP and what's going to happen, and take it to heart and really realize that this isn't just something that could come down the road, but that it can happen, and it can happen any day. And so you really just need to make sure that at any time you are prepared and that you have these things in your house already, because when that day comes, you don't want to be caught unprepared.
Okay, let's go to Fox News right now.
A serious warning from top national security experts. They say an electromagnetic pulse attack, also known as an EMP, could be devastating. It could easily damage the country's critical infrastructure, especially the electrical grid. Back. Thank you.
So this is one of the most recent up-to-date news reports about the devastation of it. And they keep telling us and telling us. Is anybody listening?
Well, because it's always like a small blurb in the news. There is so much news when
Iran's more important. Iran's more important than our own country. Mm-hmm. We should be fixing the grid.
Yes, absolutely.
It's too late, though. It's too late. It's going to take too long. I believe we're on the other side.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Unless God Almighty gives us America, unless America goes into sackcloth and ashes and bows and repents, I don't believe there's any hope. I believe it's time to prepare.
All right, Chris, what did we just hear from Jim Baker and his new wife?
Okay, so this is kind of this is how the template works on his program. He like scours the news, finds little tidbits, anything that has to do with potential catastrophes or threats against the United States or weird things happening in the headlines. Everything gets woven into this narrative that he constantly is harping on. Oh, this is the Shemitah year, the four blood moons. There's going to be this big economic collapse. God is going to judge the United States right now, and he's going to do it through these. We have the inside eschatological understanding of what's going on, and so we're doing the Lord's work to prepare you for what's going on. That's the beginning part of the template. And soundbite number two gives us more examples of this. I think it's kind of important to kind of see how he plays off of the news to, you know, to kind of build this platform of, you know, this is terrible stuff, and we're doing the Lord's work to prepare you for what's coming.
Satan's been attacking us because he wants to stop our voice from warning people, because the devil loves to watch people die.
Right.
The devil is the author of death.
Absolutely.
And the next few months are crucial, crucial. And it's time to do what God's called us to do.
Yes, amen.
And Israel, the headlines from Washington Post says one of the darkest days in history on the deal with Iran. Is economic Armageddon just one click away? Another headline. The world saw an unusual number of suspicious economic events Wednesday. I want to tell you something. This event was either a very wicked plan from enemy countries, or it was a plan from a supernatural hellish source.
Yes, and this event that you're referring to is that day that the New York Stock Exchange came to a grinding halt for hours.
Okay, it came to a grinding halt, and that's one thing, and it's never, that type of event never has happened before in that way.
Chris, you got about 30 seconds here before we take a break for just a summary of what Jim Baker was trying to do there.
Okay, so this is all part of the template. He creates this tapestry of fear. He's scouring the internet looking for all these little news stories and interesting headlines that he can fit into his conspiratorial worldview, if you would, and basically to create fear and unease in his audience and make them feel like we're right on the precipice of total chaos breaking out here. There's demonic forces that are conspiring against the United States and creating this real sense of fear and urgency, which then he's going to appease or actually comfort us. We'll get to this on the other side of the break, through the products that he's offering for sale on his program.
Pastor Chris Roseborough is our guest. He's pastor of Consfinger Lutheran Church in Oslo, Minnesota, host of the daily internet talk show called Fighting for the Faith. We're doing This Week in Pop American Christianity live this Friday afternoon, August the 14th. Talking about Jim Baker's return to television and his eschatological fear-mongering for fun and profit. We'll be right back. Why do the gospel accounts differ? Why did Jesus use parables? Are there demon-possessed people today? The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for August is the big book of New Testament questions and answers. You can find out more at issuesetc.org or by calling Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040. The Big Book of New Testament Questions and Answers is written by Dr. Michael Eschelbach of Concordia University, Chicago. The Big Book of New Testament Questions and Answers.
Have you been too busy to get your associate's, bachelor's, or master's degree? Concordia University, Wisconsin offers 50 online educational options. Find out more at issuesetc.org. Click the Concordia University online logo and enter the program code ISSUES to waive your application fee. Concordia University, Wisconsin is here to strengthen and support the church. Lifelong Lutheran learning. issuesetc.org and click Concordia University, Wisconsin online.
The Faith Once for All, delivered to the saints. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Thanks to the following congregations for standing with us by joining the Issues Etc. 300. Zion Lutheran, Muscoda, Illinois. Redeemer Lutheran, Fort Wayne, Indiana. Grace Lutheran, Auburn, Michigan. Zion Lutheran, Pleasant Plains, Illinois, the Lutheran Church of the Incarnate Word, Rochester Hills, Michigan, Zion Lutheran, Laramie, Wyoming, Redeemer Lutheran, Seymour, Indiana, Zion Lutheran, East Moline, Illinois, and Peace Lutheran, South St. Louis County. Find out how your church can support this worldwide outreach by including Issues Etc. in your mission or advertising budget. Just go to our website, issuesetc.org, and click support. When your congregation joins the Issues Etc. 300, we'll advertise your congregation on the radio, at our website, and in the Issues Etc. journal. issuesetc.org, click support. The Issues Etc. 300.
He denied the vicarious satisfaction of Christ, that Christ's sacrifice on the cross was an atoning sacrifice for the sins of the world, and it is a blood-bought payment for our sin. And then suddenly he became a big guru to a lot of people.
Here we are still today, talking about the church, and where's the Roman Empire? No, it has passed into history long ago.
I was overwhelmed with a sensation of, oh no, these are actually the children we pray for every night when we ask God to give us the gift of children.
We offer the forgiveness of sins for the sake of Jesus Christ for everybody and invite people to come live in a completely new reality of joy and peace and freedom.
In about 10 minutes, we'll be playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. A little game we like to play with you, our listeners. You can give us a call, send us an email, send us a tweet, or go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, and get ready to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Chris Roseborough is our guest of Fighting for the Faith. It's This Week in Pop American Christianity, talking about Jim Baker and his eschatological fear-mongering. Okay, so before the break, we heard him kind of building the tension, building the fear, cobbling together this case that he wants to make that chaos, societal chaos is just around the corner, if not already beginning. Where does Jim Baker go from there, Chris?
Well, after he sets up this kind of conspiratorial, you know, scenario where everybody, all the people in power know that we're just on the brink of collapse, no one's telling you the truth, no one's going to help you, they're just going to, you know, leave you in the dust. Jim Baker comes along and basically says that God is the one who led him to, you know, to find these products to, you know, to help the Christians. And so you're going to hear him talking about how God led him to this, you know, fuelless generator, and then, you know, and then he's, you know, talking about, you know, buying food buckets. And we'll talk about the price after you hear what he then has as a solution.
But this is the generator that God helped us to discover. And then the people who helped me with it, they had it totally rebuilt, and it is
completely fueless. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's incredible because, you know, in a dangerous time, you want something like this because, well, what happens is you can hear a regular generator, and so people know, well, that type of person is going to be more prepared. You can't hear this thing operate.
And where's my? Oh, you see, there's my solar panels
right over
way
there.
Over there.
Over but the stairs.
Ricky, I need some food.
Yes.
Did you fix us? What did you fix today?
This is fettuccine alfredo.
Oh, is it good?
Yes.
Okay. This is one of our new recipes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
In the lifetime, I call them
yes.
lifetime food.
In the year for
7 year.
Yeah.
And the 1 year, the
and
2 year,
mm-hmm.
and 6 months you can get now.
Yeah, that's right.
So you can get different Thank levels you. Of it. Boy, this is hot, Ricky.
Oh, it looks so good.
Those noodles. Tell me, did you get some?
Yes, I sure did.
Tell me what those noodles taste like. Come on.
Okay. Well, the thing about this, too, is while you both are eating, is that it's so hearty and it is so full of, it's really full of a lot of calories. Because
yes,
you're going to need a lot of calories during this time.
Okay, Chris, he loves his fettuccine alfredo. Other than that, so he's got freeze-dried food. He has a generator.
Uh-huh.
He has that runs silently so no one knows you have it.
Right.
And you don't have to share it with anybody that way. That would be
right.
really great.
Mm-hmm.
So the end of the world is coming, and what is he doing, and how much is it going to cost me?
Well, if you act now, I mean, because they just got a shipment in, and these things they sell really quickly. If you act right now, you can get a fuelless generator by sending a check to Jim Baker Ministry for $2,500. But it's worth it because you know your neighbors will never know you have it. And then, of course, the food buckets that they sell them in like, you know, you can buy a 6-month supply for one person, but it can kind of give you a baseline. It's $6,500 is one of the packages, and that's for a 7-year supply of this freeze-dried food that comes in these 5-gallon buckets, and that's a 7-year supply for one person. And so his program is part eschatological fear-mongering and then part home shopping network, but everything that he sells is geared towards, kind of high dollar items for people who are preppers. In fact, on a recent program of his, he did an entire segment talking about the importance of buying a Ford Model T car because that car can survive an EMP attack. So while everybody else's, Japanese cars with all this high technology are going to be dead on the road after this EMP attack, you can tootle around in your Model T Ford. I'm not making this up. I mean, everything he does on this program is designed to create fear and eschatological anxiety and then get you to purchase large amounts of prepper supplies and things like that, which kind of begs the question, if Jesus is coming back, even in his own theology, he believes that, Jesus is going to come back for this pre-trib rapture. Why, if there's a pre-trib rapture, why would I need to purchase a 7-year supply of food? It doesn't make any sense. And Scripture makes it clear that Jesus is going to show up at a time when nobody expects it, and it's going to come on everybody suddenly. And so they're always speculating about the end, cracking these eschatological codes, creating this fear. The whole Shemitah thing is really big with them right now, and they're literally predicting that in the fall there's going to be a major world economic collapse because this is a Shemitah year and the four blood moons. But don't worry, if you send in $6,500 now plus $2,500, they'll send you a 7-year supply of food for one person as well as a fuelless generator that's so quiet your neighbors will never know you have electricity.
Chris, Fighting for the Faith begins in about a half hour. What's in store?
Today we're going to be listening to a good sermon. I actually had a little bit of a plumbing emergency at my house today, so we had to do an augmented program because of my inability to do a full program today.
Folks, you can listen to Chris Rosebro's Fighting for the Faith right after the broadcast of Issues Etc. at piratechristianradio.com. That's piratechristianradio.com. Chris Rosebro is pastor of Consfinger Lutheran Church in Oslo, Minnesota, and host of the internet talk show called Fighting for the Faith. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, Todd.
One of the things that this demonstrates, among other things, like don't turn on the TV late at night and don't get out your credit card when Jim Baker asks for the number, is the absolute need for thorough pastoral education and preparation. Pastors who don't get sidetracked by the headlines at Fox News or make up their own end game scenarios, but are thoroughly schooled in the scriptures, thoroughly schooled in the confessions of the church. That's exactly what the men are getting at Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana, a thorough education for a life of pastoral ministry. You can find out more about them, ctsfw.edu, ctsfw.edu, or give them a call, 1-800-481-2155. Forming servants in Christ Jesus to teach the faithful, reach the lost, and care for all. Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana. When we come back, it's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We've got the 4 soundbites queued up, ready to go, ready to play for you. And all you need to do is listen and get ready to vote. We'll be right back.
At Concordia Evangelical Lutheran Church of Wilmington, Delaware, our mission is to serve our community by sharing Christian hope. We've been doing this since 1938 and joyfully continue to do so in the 21st century. If you're ever in the city that DuPont Chemical Corporation calls home, or is known by some as the credit card capital of the world, we hope you visit to receive Jesus through His Word and Sacrament. Otherwise, check us out on the web at concordiawilmington.com.
Do you long for a church where the gospel of the sinner's free justification is front and center, and yet where a robust sacramental life is confessed and lived? Do you long for a church that rejoices in the sacred scriptures as the sole basis for the church's teaching and proclamation, yet values and listens to the witness of the ancient fathers and councils? Welcome to the Lutheran Church. We are what you've been looking for. Find a Christ-centered, cross-focused church near you on the Find the Church page at issuesetc.org.
The church's music from the second century.
Shepherd of tender youth, guiding in love and truth.
The sixth century. The 12th century.
O come, O come, Emmanuel.
The 16th century.
Lord, keep us steadfast in your word. Hear us who might deceive us.
The 21st century. The best of the church's music from the past 2,000 years. LutheranPublicRadio.org.
An oasis in the desert of pop American Christianity. You're listening to Issues Etc.
When the Apostle Paul stated, "I have become all things to all men," was he talking about fitting in with the world? I've written an article in the latest Issues Etc. journal titled All Things to All Men. You can read it by subscribing to the online Issues Etc. journal. Just click the red subscription button in the right-hand column at issuesetc.org. You can also read Pastor David Wan's story of failing to find Lutheran theology in several Lutheran churches, but finding it in Scripture and the Lutheran Confessions, the free online Issues Etc. journal.
In my family, education means cultivating wisdom and virtue by teaching what is good, true, and beautiful. Memoria Press makes this type of education possible with their classical Christian curriculum. Characterized by simplicity, quality, and affordability, Memoria Press gives my children a rich classical education. Get $5 off your next order by using the coupon code LPR. For more information, go to memoriapress.com. Memoria Press, saving Western civilization one student at a time.